what the deaf long to hear. We might have predicted, those of us who eavesdrop every day on the world, desire to listen to a daughter's fetal heartbeat, or the practical need to know when to shift to a higher gear. Even the moonlight sonata, wanting notes of music to fall into a life ghostly as reflections from deep in space. But would we ever have thought that on this earth someone aches to know for herself the rest of the story wind tells birch trees, the syntax of the splitting maul wrenched out of chainsawed rounds, the voice of fire as it casts its spell on cold skin, punctuation of popcorn, how to know when anything is signaling, ready, done. Someone aches to know what clue tells others she's hungry for the difference in sound when surf breaks, when a heart lurches, when water heals after swallowing a diver.